This episode contains strong language that may be considered offensive to some. Listener discretion is advised.
You never know.
Yeah, you might like pick up gold.
Actual recording quality is higher. Okay.
Thank you.
I guess what it's saying is if this is live and people are like, why this doesn't sound the best, it's like, oh, well, the recording is better.
Yeah, why don't you leave and come back to, and check out the recording? Okay, thank
you. Exactly. Don't bother listening to us live because the recording is better. Moose.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
How can one person be this exhausted all the time? Can you explain that to me, please?
Yeah, it's through a process called working a job that, well, actually, I don't know if you like your job or not. I was going to say that you're not passionate for it, but I don't actually know that answer. I just know that when I worked for Apple Retail, now, granted, the people were great that I worked with, the job, on the other hand, was absolutely draining. And so, yeah, that's,
you know,
two things lead to a thing.
two things lead to a thing. Didn't you say that the last time?
Maybe. Yeah, probably. So it's a fact, you know.
Yeah.
Life lessons with Moose. Anyways,
I'm redeveloping the passion for it. If that makes sense.
What you probably said this to me, and you have because I've asked, and so I know that you have. But I don't remember. That it's in. Yeah, probably. On stream, and I remember asking this, but what do you do for work? It's IT, right?
That is disclosed.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No high worries. Clearance government position. You wouldn't understand. It's fine.
Oh, I wouldn't understand it. In fact, I don't, because that's why I'm asking again.
I work in technology. That's as much as I've said on air.
Okay, perfect.
So
I too work in technology.
Okay. I mean, yes. Actually, yes. That is true. We both work in technology.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, like, I work in technology. Like, inside of it. Deep inside of it.
Understood.
What?
No, I'm just saying I understand it now. It all clicked. It all came together, you know? So...
So,
yes,
I think I have to address something because, you know how before I was ranting and raving about having problems with pathing in my city, right?
Yeah.
So that was a thing, but
the vanilla bug, right?
So basically with the pedestrian and plazas or something in Pomegranate's DLC or whatever, there's a problem where it doesn't release path units, and path units are used for everyone to do their thing in the game besides having cars and all that stuff. And so if you place a service building from that DLC inside of a pedestrian area, it'll spam path units to the point to where it'll get to the limit of whatever your limit is set at that time. So whether it's the default for the game, which is 200 and something thousand, or if you have more path units, the mod, which is 500,000, it'll just reach to that limit. And what'll end up happening is things will just struggle to spawn and complete. So, like, you know, services won't get completed, all that stuff.
Right.
It's fixed now, but no thanks to Paradox. Or Colossal, okay. Whoever would be responsible for that. Not a slight or a shot on them. That's just saying nothing has been done yet, as far as I know. It's a big deal because it makes a game like mine unplayable when you have so many people and cars and stuff being spawned at a time. I need all my path units.
Was yours still like, just because you hadn't, there no streams yet this weekend until tomorrow's, right? But what are we looking at? Like, say it's tomorrow, I turn on your stream. Am I looking at a new city or am I, what's, where are we at?
You know? Well, to finish that out though, real quick.
Of course,
The way that I fix it is someone in the discussion thread of Morth Path Units, because people were going to Morth Path Units thinking that either it was the problem or it was going to fix their problem when it wasn't. Traffic manager. Wait, what's it called? Not traffic manager. What's it called? Oh my god! Now I don't know the name of the mod. Transfer manager. Okay.
Transfer manager
has had an option to yeet all the paths. So it'll fix it. So if you use it, if you get the mod, there is a button in its settings that says reset the path units, which basically clears out any that are not being used. Right. And so, but what I did first before I did that is first I removed the service building that I put, and then I removed any pedestrian areas. I only had two, just the district. I didn't remove the actual like pedestrian thing or what was there. I just removed the district and the building. And then when I added that mod and used that option, it cleared them up. And so far, it's fine. It hasn't re-spammed them, thank God.
Interesting.
Yeah, because that's all that I was looking for. I was like, if I can't clear these up, I can't play this Cid anymore, full stop. I can't, because it's not going to work. And so I know in the discussion thread of more path units, that's what they were saying. They were saying that either Colossal or Paradox is looking into it. I think it's Colossal. They were also saying that they were not going to raise the limit further until the bug was figured out. And someone mentioned maybe a button that could clear it out. And their response was, yeah, that would be the idea. But it turns out that there's already a button. So, like, one of the few times in technology when there is actually a fix button and you click the button and it fixes the thing.
That's, yeah.
Like, go figure. So the long and short of it is if you care about the UI and how people move about in your city and you want to see all of that actually happen, then don't use the plaza and pomegranates DLC buildings.
Right. That's why, well, I mean, it's in, yeah, yeah.
In fact, you can't use the DLC because it's a snowball effect. Sure, I still have all that stuff there, but
wild.
I know, because you know how when you use the pedestrian paths from the DLC,
yeah,
you have to. If you have stuff on the path, they'll complain about not getting services because you have to do all the things that break the game. So basically, I can't. I'm gonna have to go into Portland at some point and redo that path as a path that's not one from plazas. It's annoying. It's very annoying.
Damn, dude, that's
yeah. I mean, I guess the good news is that I've been able to build cities before without that DLC, so we'll see.
Right. Yeah, I mean, so that part's fine, but yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And just to answer your other question real quick, a new city? We'll see. Stay tuned and find out. I go live at noon tomorrow.
Well.
Although it makes no sense for me to say that on a podcast, because I think,
I thought I would get early access here, you know, because, you know, we know each other, right? But I'm not as special as I thought, you know?
You will get early access, yes. But the podcast will not get early access.
Ah!
Understood. In fact, the podcast is going to release after I go live anyway, so all of this will... People will have already found out what I'm streaming tomorrow.
Well, good to know. Well, in other news, Jonah, how's your week been? How's things?
It's been a lot. I apologize to anyone who was disappointed in me not streaming this past week. And
I was very disappointed.
I know you're one of them, Moose. I know. There's not much that I can say to it. I am overextended, I am physically drained, and I'm doing everything that I can to hold on to streaming at this point, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, of course, no.
So it might be one stream a week as far as like scheduled for now, and right. Then we'll just kind of see. It's a lot. It's a lot of work to stream to provide like the level of quality that, you know, some of us want to provide. Some of us make it more complicated than others. I get that. I might be one of those people, but I also feel like that in that I still don't provide, I still don't do as much as I want. And, I kind of feel like a failure in that case.
Oh man, I feel that. I feel that very, very much so.
But you stream a lot. You do a lot. And you're out there. Why do you feel that?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's this past week's been like amazing, but for everything except like streaming. I don't know. It's I don't know. It's tough.
Anything good that you can share that wasn't streaming related?
It's just mostly like related to the projects that I'm doing outside of streaming. Like, I love streaming. It was a great start, and I'll still be doing. I'm just not like stopping streaming. I'm just like super excited for the things that I am going to be doing outside of streaming. Mm-hmm. And they kind of came together, and I made some purchases and did some things that was purchased from money that I set aside from streaming, like streaming, Patreon, coffee, that kind of stuff, right? And so that was like kind of super cool. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah.
To be able to do that and be like, well, here's what that support actually means, or like actually does for somebody. Because it's not just like I know every streamer says it, and every streamer means it. You know, it's like, you know, the thank you for the support, or that the support means a lot, because it does. It absolutely does. But it's cool to be able to be like, hey, here's something that's not you just supporting me financially to live. But like, here's something that's like, now there's actual money set aside from saving that can invest in some actually super dope stuff. And also, it's just kind of wild. Like, if you think about it, it's like, I'm just some guy that streams some super niche game online, and yet a bunch of people that I've never met in real life are like, oh yeah, that's dope. That's a super cool dream you have. I'm going to support you. So
take here. My money now.
Like, that's freaking wild, eh? Man, it's crazy. Actually. It's it's super cool. It's super cool, but
it shows you that like the internet is both a terrible, crazy place as well as a wonderful, beautiful one. You know, yeah, considering the events that have happened this past week that might make part of the internet substantially worse.
Oh my God.
Twitter.
Yeah, I know.
Excuse me.
Hot damn, dude. What? Yeah. Luckily, I've just like kind of drawn that out with the positives. Not for myself, so I'm like, let's just forget what Twitter's going on, because God, no, my, yeah. Yep.
I'm just sitting there watching things happen.
Exactly.
Do I use Twitter? Yes. Do I care about what happens to the livelihood of the people that, you know, were invested in the company, whether it's inside or outside the company? I care about that. do I care about Twitter itself and the person running it right now? Not really. Like, if Twitter went away tomorrow, or if it drastically changed to a point where it was like I couldn't use it anymore like I do now, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, right. Right, right.
Next, we're moving on.
Yeah, so, on to the next one. The next app, so, the next whatever.
Yeah, I mean, because I was going to say, at least you're not, you know, at least you're not buying a large quote-unquote social media company with all of your money and other people's, and now hitting realities of actually being able to run something like that, because there are like laws and stuff to adhere to. And
yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Actual people. At least you're not worrying about that, you know.
Yeah, so there's always talk, you know, something more.
Yeah, exactly. Well, good. Well, you've got, you know, new equipment on the way. Mm-hmm. So that's good. You're gonna pursue your projects in that fashion.
Yeah. Which then does lead to more stress and lots of head voices, but you know, positives. So yeah.
Well, let's talk about it. Like, what's going through your mind?
Oh no, nothing. It's just like anytime you do something like that's just a crazy.
Don't tell me nothing. You literally just something. Sometimes you gotta talk it out. Don't hold it in.
No, it's just like anytime you do something. I mean, I felt the same way when I was like thinking about streaming. I was like, huh. Mm-hmm. Should I stream? Like, people can tell you they did. They're like, oh, you should stream. Yeah, that's great. But like, when it's just you and yourself, like, I don't know. It's been like, like overall, yeah, the week's been absolutely amazing. But like, it's also mm-hmm. been, I don't know, mentally, it's been tough. It's been extremely hard because it's, I don't know. Yeah, just doing these endeavors that are like way out of my comfort zone, like but in a good way, because it's like, well, I'm kind of passionate about this stuff, so like, why don't I pursue my passions? Like, mm-hmm. I don't know, it's just I'm in an interesting state right now. Like, streaming's super dope, but I'm just kind of I don't know how to put it. I love streaming, but I guess the easiest way to put it, I should just throw it out there, right? We're on the podcast. I should just throw it out there. Not that this is going to change with any of my new endeavors. It's only going to get worse. But like, the numbers game of streaming is taking a massive negative toll on me. Massive. It is really eating away at me. It is keeps me up at night. It yeah, it sucks, dude. It absolutely is eating away at me. But then it's like, but then there's so many positives that come from it, like not looking at the numbers, you know? So it's like, and that stuff's not going to change. Like, the two endeavors that I'm embarking on are going to do exactly the same. But then it's like, it's stuff that I'm passionate about. So that's kind of where it is. It's like, it kind of sucks when it's like, you're passionate about something. And then, yeah, I don't know. It's just, I'm worried about failure. Failure really is like the biggest thing. That's like, it's like, huh, well, these numbers aren't good, so why don't you just quit? Because obviously you suck. Like, that's kind of the stuff that keeps me up at night, you know? Mm-hmm. that's kind of what goes on in my head at night. But I get to do something I'm passionate about, and I got to pay for that stuff from support from streams and Patreon and Ko-fi. So it's like, there's lots of positives, but the bad always for me, it's something I've struggled with like my entire life. Yeah, the bad outweighs, like, I don't know, I don't know what the term for it is. Not self-destructive, just more like one bad head voice versus three good head voice, bad wins.
Well, yeah.
Every single time for me, so. Yeah, it's just, it's.
That is definitely a thing. And
Yeah. But then there's, like, so many positives, like, so many, yeah, just so many amazing positives coming out. Some super cool stuff happened yesterday. And it's just like, damn, why can't the good just, like, why can't I ride off the good? Like, there's so much good. Why does one negative have to just trump everything, you know?
Well,
so
you just got to define the good and then stick with that definition.
Yeah. Because
a lot of us, what we'll do is we will go into something that we're passionate about. It doesn't have to be streaming. It could be literally anything. It could be a job. We'll go into something that we're passionate about. And then we get frustrated because we're passionate about the thing. And then the thing is supposed to, quite frankly, make us numbers. We'll call it numbers. whatever those numbers are supposed to be. And when those numbers don't correlate with our expectations, the goal shifts to the numbers and not the passion.
Yeah.
And then at that point, it's like, well, then which one is it? Was the goal to do the thing that we're passionate about, or was the goal to get the numbers, right?
Yeah.
And it's okay to say that it's the numbers, but that doesn't mean that the thing that you're passionate about changed. It's still there, and you could still do it. You just have to redefine what success is to yourself in that case. That's all.
Yeah. That's...
Because the problem is like, if you go into the next project, you know, super passionate about it, and then you start looking at numbers, and the numbers don't start to line up with what your expectations were, it doesn't mean that they never will. It just means, you know, I guess you kind of have to give yourself your own particular time of how long you want to do it, or maybe you just do it anyway. Some people just do it anyway. Some people, I know someone who has a YouTube channel and it's a passion for him. And then the numbers, we all kind of fall into the, it's kind of like what that thing that Ty was showing the other night, right?
Yeah.
That video. It's kind of like that. It's like,
it was a super dope video too.
Yeah. By the way, Ty, I was watching it. I didn't leave yet. I watched the video and then I left.
Okay. Yep. Nice. Nice.
The Ty Elevens played a video, and it was someone talking on TikTok just about, like, you know, that what it was. She said that she was going to do a costume a day. And part of the way through the month of October, she just fell out of love with it. And then she was like, no, that's right. I still love doing this. I just don't like the expectation. So I'm just not doing it anymore. And she just moved on to something else. Obviously, that's easy for... Well, I don't know if it's easy for her to say. I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't put that in. I shouldn't put that out there as, like, speaking for her. But I'll just say, like, when you're already successful doing something else, it's a little bit easier to take that hit.
Yeah, 100% it is.
I think she's already a successful TikToker, right?
Yeah.
So it's true. Like, you know, you shouldn't, and it's easier to say it, you know, outside of it. But I think we all, I mean, it's why we do it a lot. It's because we want to share things with people. We want to be creative. We want to be like, hey, look, this is a thing that I did. Look how crazy or wonderful or exceptional it is, and hope that other people love it as much as you do, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's a time. But I mean, like, overall, like, I look back on the week, I'm like, damn, this is like the coolest week I've had as a content creator, except for streaming, you know? So it's just, I don't know. It is.
Can I ask you some questions, and feel free to not answer them or not answer?
Yes, you
them.
Can ask away. I'm an open book until it doxes me.
So which street do you live on? No.
So like, I grew up in, like, you know.
We all know you grew up in Kamloops. All right, so actually, that is true, isn't it?
Yeah, that actually is true. Well, born in Vancouver and then grew up in yes, it's true.
I just realized I don't know why, but believe it or not, the two places that I normally meme in Canada are the Kamloops or Banff. I don't know why. And that was before I knew you.
The cameras part, confusing. Bath part, though, makes sense. It's well known.
Funny. You know? Is it?
Can't. Yeah. Banff is pretty well known. Oh yeah, outside of here. Yeah, for sure. Banff is pretty well known. Like, I mean, it's not Toronto. Like, if I cross the border to the Americas, Toronto, Banff, people know Banff, but people always ask, oh, are you from Toronto? Are you from Toronto? Even though it's like, yeah, you understand that I just crossed the border and the city right there is called Vancouver, right? You understand that if you can almost see the Vancouver skyline, right? If you look hard enough.
That I love, stand beside her and guide her. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, question.
So Twitch Things is coming back, and no. Hey, just saying, if it does.
All right, so I have a question. I'm hearing things from you, and I'm trying to help as a friend because I care about you, and I just want to make sure that your well being is there, right? And I'm here to listen. You know, if you ever need to talk, just let me know.
Yes,
you know, I can listen. I'm not always good at advice.
Hey, you know,
but you know, it is what it is.
Oh, sometimes people don't need advice. Sometimes people just need to feel like somebody's listening to them, you know?
That, exactly. Exactly.
Can actually, yeah. Yeah.
So you said that you're glad that you're actually focusing on something that you're actually passionate about, which we all know is urbanism and stuff like that.
Yeah, for sure.
And we all know that a lot of people were saying that you should stream, right? So was streaming not a passion for you then? Like streaming itself?
Yeah, I mean, like I never planned on being a streamer, for sure. I never planned. I mean, but the thing is, it doesn't like... Yeah. So yes, never planned on streaming. Like I never thought that would be for me. But then that being said, like growing up... I chose nonstop music over school. So it's like I've been in the spotlight and like as an entertainer, right? And so that part never like, I don't know. Yeah, it never bugged me or like was like, I don't know if I can do this. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But you were in a band.
Yeah. And I would often, like, you know, you're young and you make silly. I mean, it doesn't really matter because education didn't, factor into any of the careers that I've had. It played a part in the sense that like you need to graduate, and I did graduate high school, and then that's it. And then really matter what year. It's not, they're not like, oh, you got, you know, these grades and it's not good, that's, you know, we can't hire you, or you can't, you're not gonna get accepted into school. For some schools, yes, but the for trade schools, no, it doesn't matter. So I graduated, and that's the best thing that I could have done, because without that it would make things a lot more difficult. But yeah, I would oftentimes, and like all the time, skip school for music, whether that's playing shows, going on tour, whatever it is. Like school was not something for me. I was like, okay, so music's my thing, and things started to go well. So like, let's full send this.
I mean, you've always been creative minded. Yeah.
Yeah. So exactly. So it lends like, so it makes sense looking at it that like I get into streaming because you can just like full send your creativity. It's like you and your creativity is, you know, on show in your stream, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, it wasn't something that was like passionate for more so, like, or something that I'm like, oh, I have to do this. Let's do this for sure. No, it was definitely people were like, oh, I think you'd be good at this. You know, you should do it. And I was like, huh, well, I've got the time now, having decided to not renew the contract with the military. So I was like, I've got time, and like financially things are good. better than I had time and was financially stable at the time.
It's stable. So. You can just say it was stable. We don't need to know.
Yeah, stable. Yeah, for sure. I'm very good at English, you know.
It's fine. I'll be calling your accountant later, though, for sure.
Yeah, okay, good to know.
Your tax return from last year.
Yeah. So, you and me both. Wait, what? But yeah, so
I can see that. I mean, I think a lot of people who start streaming didn't think that was something that they were going to do.
Right. Yeah, that seems to be, come to think of it, like asking people, and even from like from the people that we've had on as guests here, yeah, it does seem like something where people kind of just stumble into it. Like maybe it's something that seems cool to you, because it does seem cool. It's like, whoa, like look at this streamer, you know what I mean? Like I had watched Twitch prior, right, to streaming. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it is kind of interesting. Hey, I have noticed that for sure, that more times than not, people are just like, yeah, I just kind of tried it and then just never stopped, right?
Yeah, so. Exactly.
Was it like, or, how did, yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, what were you going to say?
How did you get into it? Was it like something you wanted to do, or like, you know, something that you were planned on, or were eyeing up, or?
It was a pandemic and I was bored.
That's a big one too, isn't it? That's totally,
no one was like, no one was like, Jonah, you should stream. No one said that. So,
hey, listen, I met you through Jedi stream, like, but you were like right about when you started streaming. So, you know, if I'd have known you before, I would have been yelling it at you, because gosh, darn, your streams are amazing. But anyways, yeah, no, that's, that's super. Yeah. That's pandemic.
It's an artistic outlet, and I had always wanted to do something artistic, or like even in entertainment in some form, but
right.
Being an entertainer, you know, everyone has their shower night shower dreams, kind of a thing, but you don't ever really think, you know, that it's actually gonna happen, and it didn't,
right?
So come 2020 and I was looking for a new avenue of entertainment, and I don't know what made me go, what about this Twitch thing? Because I'd been on Twitch before. It's just I didn't use it to watch streamers. I used it to watch shows that were on YouTube or other platforms, but the live feed was on Twitch, and or the feed was just better. I didn't have to pay for it because I already had it.
Right.
So I just, you know, that. And so that's pretty much it. And then it just kind of went from there. I also had a lot more time to do things, partially because I was sort of not really into work at that moment. And I was kind of like, you know, half a mind out the door. But
yeah,
you know, it's better now for work as far as like my mental health around it. There are lots of things that are still not the way that they should be.
Right.
And, you know, I fight through that stuff every day. For some things, it's one of those things where you just sort of go, I just have to do it myself. It's not what I'm supposed to be doing. And I've already got enough on my plate, but if it's bothering me that much and no one is picking it up, I literally have the power to do that. And so I just do that now. So I just start heading projects on my own and just going, you know, calling meetings myself, you know, of managers and teams and stuff, and just be like, so this is what we're doing. And you know what's interesting? I think when you're in control, that like that's really what people want, is they want control of something. That doesn't mean control of the earth or of a country.
Yeah,
you
just
want control of your own life.
Right.
And when you feel like you have control, even though you may not actually have it sometimes, you just feel better about the situation. And maybe the number fluctuation thing is, you know, part of not feeling in control for some people. And so then you kind of go, okay, I thought I had this and now I don't. And now I don't know what to do.
I could see that, yeah.
Part of it. It's not all of it, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So there's that. I mean, I just hope that on your new endeavor of the urbanist, because, you know, I do feel like personally, I feel like that it's actually a really good idea. It's really not a huge, I mean, not to talk about numbers immediately, and I'm not going to, but just one of the things that came up in my mind, I was like, oh, that's not even really like that much of a saturated market, I think. And it's probably
really not.
And it certainly seems that there's a lot of interest. And I guess what I mean is interest market. I don't mean market share of like financial gains within doing that.
Yeah.
There's going to be a segment of people who are going to be interested in it. You know, I guess if you're truly passionate about it, right?
I
was just going to say, it might help to stay focused on and keeping the goal of doing the content and not worry about the numbers. Because that might help you improve the content, and then
right.
if the luck gods are smiling on you during that month, then the numbers will follow and better things could come from it, because obviously, like I was saying before, eventually people want to make other numbers with it. Money. People want money, okay?
I mean, hey.
It doesn't hurt. Everybody, that's the only reason why that you people put content on the internet, is because I genuinely think the number one reason why people put content on the internet is actually to share it with other people. I don't think most people think that they're going to get any monetary gain from that. I think what ends up happening is that it becomes real or realistic, and that prospect now turns the passion into a job, and that's the quickest way of losing passion over something, right? Because now it doesn't feel like you're doing it for fun anymore. It feels like you're doing it to stay alive.
Well, this is getting a little bit real. It's true, though. It is true.
Is that what it? Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but streaming definitely became, or lately has felt more like.
It's felt more like a job.
Yeah, like work. But like, I mean, it has to feel like work because it is. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't know. When I started doing YouTube content, for the month that I did YouTube content, it was. Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure probably like it's like anything. You can get burnt out on literally anything, right?
I'm burnt out. I've said that.
yeah, right. And it's but I don't know, it's something that like, yeah, there's something there. It's more so on like the filmmaking side. It's like the stuff that I like doing that relates to streaming is creating stuff, if that makes sense. Like the part that I like doing is like creating a funny visual thing that happens on stream, or like creating a command. So it's like, I kind of, and that makes sense. It's like, why do you get into music, or why do you like making music? You like creating something. You might like the act of performing and shows that come along with it, but you started creating something. Everybody started there. They created a song, right? As a musician, they created a song. And it's kind of something that I notice about shows as well, too, in music. It's like, I don't know. It's kind of weird, like, talking about it, but I guess, yeah, here's the thing to do it. Like, I don't know if I like performing, if that makes sense. I like creating. Mm-hmm. And streaming is a performance.
It's a performance, yes. Yep.
And this week, it hit me the hardest, where I was like, huh, I might be getting burnt out as a streamer.
Yeah.
This is interesting. I didn't think I'd be talking about this today, but here we are.
Hey, I mean, again, anything you don't want to talk about, let me know.
No, it's good. It's good, because it's like I'm not going to hop on stream and be like, "Woe is me." Not that I'm doing that here. It's just like I feel like, you know, through the podcast I can be more open and just be like real, you know?
Yeah, that's what the platform is. That's what we were talking about with Slay, right? Like that's the platform we wanted to have, and also because
100%.
You know, 1000%. There's other people who are thinking of this. Either they're thinking of streaming and they haven't, or they are and they're already kind of, you know, in that mind space.
I'm sure there probably is. It's like, I mean, people take breaks for a reason too, right? So it's like, but it's just that I don't. Yeah, it's tough because it's like I kind of did fall in love with streaming. Or the idea that you can just create this community of, you know, like-minded people that share the same passions that you and as you and but it was like doing the YouTube content, which is why I decided to put the stuff I was doing on hold. Is there's two things that were sort of happening. It's like I liked creating. I liked creating. Like when I went out to go film for the episode that never ended up airing because I realized, oh, this is actually, okay, let's do this YouTube content instead, is like going out and filming stuff. And then you come back and it's your footage that you're now editing. Like you filmed it, you made everything. It's not you going to some stock footage website or you bore. It's like you made this. It's your creation now. That was the single-handedly most inspired, most fired up I had ever felt. And I felt that way doing like the City Skylines YouTube content, but I instantly realized I was like, dude, I'm not I'm not here to play vanilla City Skylines. I'm not here to make Let's Play content. I'm not here to make tutorials. There are 50 billion channels on YouTube that do that a million times better than me, and I am not here to compete with them. I'm not here to make that content. I do not care about making that kind of content, but it does really well, right? So it's like taking something like I can't go back. I can't we're gonna go on a tangent here. I can't go back in time and say, hey, young Moose, you're gonna go to university and you're going to look at what you're actually passionate about and you're going to look into becoming, like, I don't know, let's say a city planner, right? Or something like that, something in the urbanism sector, right?
Right.
I can't go back and change that. I could, if I wanted to, like I'm still young where I could go to university, but it's like I can now share that passion while creating content, if that makes sense. Like I can share what I'm actually passionate about. And it took me, you know, through my 20s to figure out this stuff, like where my heart truly lies. And it's just been a week full of just, you know, crazy stuff.
So don't forget that, but like every content creator you're going to, and what's going to happen is it's going to be about the numbers, but that's passion.
Yeah.
Cause then you lose that. And the reason why is because not everyone, there are some of us who, for better or for worse, maybe it's because it was actually supposed to happen, whatever. But you get like a, what's the word I'm looking for? Not a push, not a surge, but you get a, I don't know, an uptick of something, right?
Yeah.
Whatever that is. And you're like, oh, okay. So then like, And you kind of expect that to be the norm. And then when it doesn't come back, or it comes back but not as much, or it's there and then it dips and you're not sure why, then you start equating that to self-worth. It's just like the video that Ty Levins was showing. There's other people, I think, that have mentioned this. I don't think that she's necessarily like a groundbreaker in like, you know, this kind of thought process of what goes into a content creator. But
yeah.
That uptick tells you that it's possible, and therefore I must be doing something right. And then when it doesn't come back or it's not the same, then you think that you're doing something wrong, and you messed something and you lost something. And you know, it may go back up, but we have to keep reminding ourselves that this space, like, let's be 100% real, right? This space is oversaturated. It's oversaturated. There are
Twitch so many, or
both Twitch and YouTube.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Extremely.
There is so much content out there, and you can just kind of take a look at like people, you know, like Ever and Slay and everyone else who has been at, you know, kind of switching back to YouTube a little bit, but they have been added for years, not months, not, you know, they've been added for years.
Yep.
And they're at a few thousand subscribers each. And a lot of people would think, oh my God, you know, like 3,000, 8,000 subscribers is a lot. I'm gonna let you on in into a little secret. And this is not a shade to anyone who has this kind of stream, that kind of subscriber count. But in the grand scheme of things, if your goal is to take it and become one of the big YouTubers that you see, it's nothing. It's on the way. It's monetization, but it's, you know, it's not a lot. And that's, and there's nothing wrong with that if that's not your goal, right? And it's tough because you have people who get lucky, and a lot of it is still luck. That's kind of like what my point was, right? Like, you will drive yourself crazy if you don't forget about the passion part, right?
Yeah.
For me specifically, I have definitely had some reassessing as far as like where content creation fits in like my regular life. And I was like, you know, okay, what was the reason why that I got into it? It's like, okay, well, I was bored. It's like, okay, so is the reason why that you're falling, not falling out of it, but because I've had my struggles with it mainly because I've been frustrated with certain things. And you know what's funny? It actually hasn't been numbers a whole lot. It's been more of like me just being able to be out there as much as possible because I feel like that I should be live more. That's the thing that I've actually been frustrated with the most about me and my content. And also the fact that I really, you know, people really seem to like the stuff that I make on stream. And so I was like, okay, well, YouTube for me is sort of like a catalog. Is that the right word? A directory. There we go. Of my content, right? I even have been thinking about doing the thing that people say don't do, which is to upload your Twitch content to YouTube.
Oh yeah.
And I've decided, I haven't fully decided. And the reason why is because here's the thing. YouTube has live content, and you can save your VODs for YouTube into a playlist that's your live feed. Like, I'm like, what? That's not that much different. It's where you're going live, you know. So, and obviously that wouldn't be the only content on there. And I'm not exactly sure if it would even be like my entire Twitch VODs live. Like, I don't know what that would be. I feel like that I should take something that I'm doing from Twitch and put it there, but I just can't devote enough time. Cause like right now I'm sort of at a point in my technology career where I have an opportunity to have growth there. And that sort of crept in and added and taken away from time as well that I could be spending doing content creation. And so that's been another one of my frustrations there too. So for me, I've been like, okay, let's refocus. Where are we at? Like, what are we doing? What, like the question that I always ask in other meetings and stuff that's happening, and other people are like struggling to figure out like what's happening. It's like, what are we doing here? What is this? Why are we?
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, okay, cool. I was like, it's like, I'm frustrated with streaming, but I still like it. I really do. So I just need to stop pretending to be the super around all the time, always on streamer that I was starting to become when I had the time and things were going up, right? And things are actually still going up. My viewership is down, but that's because our streamed is down, way down.
Yeah, right.
I was looking at that the other day. So, I was like, okay. I was like, well, that makes sense. I was like, viewership is down because stream hours are down. Word. GG's, Jonah. Yeah. You know math. So there's that. And then, I was like, okay, so then how do I maintain for now until I can, excuse me, get to that next step? I was like, well,
there's
a couple of things. One, you will probably see more things that are not City Skylines on stream. That's why I was
playing. We're going to wrap up the podcast here, and no.
Continue. That's why I was playing GeoGuessr. Well, A, because I was having a pathing issue and the game was crashing and I was super frustrated with it at the time. But you know, I'm trying to figure out, I need to identify games that I feel good playing.
Yeah.
That also kind of fall in line with Cities, but to be perfectly frank, you know, kind of getting a little bit back into the numbers again, aren't completely dead.
Yeah, so, for sure, because that's definitely something to factor in.
Right. I would love to play Transport Fever, because I actually do enjoy playing that game.
Oh, yeah, that game looks sick.
It is. If I look at the category right now, just right now, we're at about 7 p.m. Eastern on a Saturday night. It's 54 people watching the entire category right now.
Yep.
That's so, right. Yeah. Although, you know what's funny, though? Actually, I say that, but then I've played Planet Coaster successfully, and it's also a notoriously low category. In fact, it has 16 people right now. So, that's the thing, right? Like
Planet Coast. Oh, okay.
Yes. So, okay. It's one of those things where it's like...
More, huh?
No. Mm-mm. There's 221,000 people following the
Okay.
The category.
All right.
But there's only 16 people watching it right now, which makes literally no sense.
This is just a random question just related to, because I'm just kind of curious. I think the game's awesome, but is that game old? Like, I don't know when that game came out.
No, it is. It's not as old as Cities, but it's not like.
Oh, okay.
It's been around for a few years. I want to say 2018, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. All right.
I'm going to find it in a second and I'll let you know.
Oh, okay.
So, not that bad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's one of those things where it's like, yeah, I kind of look at that, like, look at the category, but at the same time, like, you know, actually, this is a really good example. Whenever I've played Planet Coaster, I've particularly enjoyed it. And the amount of people that watch it are about the same as my city streams. So... it doesn't really hurt me that much. Maybe it's because it's more of a one-off. And it's not like a normal thing. I don't know, but all I know is when I have streamed it, it has not hurt me that much, at least lately.
Right.
I think in the earlier days, it may have a lot. 2016. Oh, this game is almost as old as... it's almost as old as City Skylines. Never mind.
Well, wait, that's for... Hold on. That's for Fever 2?
No, Planet Coaster.
Oh!
You're asking about Transport Fever.
Sorry. Planet Coaster idea was kind of, around. I think
Transport Fever is just as old as both of those. Let's see, was... Oh, no. 2019. Okay. Oh, so it's not. Oh. So I was wrong in both counts. So what this means is don't listen to Jonah, because he is wrong 100% of the time, usually.
But what if you already, like, only, like I'm talking exclusively, like not to a cult level, but like diehard, listen to everything that Jonah says, and you have for about the entire year that you've been modding for the channel.
You're gonna say Street Planet Coaster. I was like, tank my channel then, yes.
Yeah, but like if we just like, I think the solution to it is just like so you go out and you get the same numbers as XQC and then you can stream whatever you want.
Word.
You know what I mean? Right. Like I feel like that's right. Like there's a solution there.
So
you know what I mean? I mean, there's some other crazy stunts that you could do to get to. We won't dive into it on the podcast, but there's been some crazy things on Twitch this past week.
Has there really?
Yeah. Some wild stuff went down. and another thing that I didn't know about either, and it was all just turned out to be publicity stunts, and they worked. They absolutely did work. Excuse me.
Literally, what this podcast is for? What happened?
No, it's very. Let's say like.
Well, you don't have to say the streamer.
No, it's just that there was an account. Shout out to why am I blanking on the name? Moist Critical. Shout out to Moist Critical, dude. That's how I know about all this. From binge watching Moist Critical on YouTube, Penguin Zero. But
Moist?
Yeah, a streamer may have done like stuff that you would expect to see on OnlyFans, but like live on Twitch. And obviously the account got like banned. But like it was like super good for publicity, some OnlyFans stuff, course. like with
because they knew that they were going to get banned, so they just What, did they already have like a large following, or did they just do it?
This one, no. This one, no. This one was like very interesting. It was there's a lot of lore going down with it now. It's been a very interesting story to follow. Check it out. It's like the lore runs deep. The lore runs so deep with it.
I'll have to send the links to that because that's so good.
It's so good. And then there was apparently another one. A streamer for clout really is what it is, which is like brilliant. It's like it worked, so why not? Made sweet love. I'll use the tender terminology live on stream and it worked extremely well. Like for the gains, like financial benefits, numbers wise, like it had nothing but extremely high benefits. That one was like two. I didn't know, but I found it out this week after the story that did happen this past week. But I don't know. Hey, you like that?
Also, can I just say, Fortnite? My God, talk about an oversaturated.
Yeah, it's the same with Call of Duty too, right?
Do you know how many people are like at exactly 6 viewers? I don't know because there are so many I can't count.
Yeah, right. That makes sense.
There are people who are at more, obviously, but
yeah.
It's just interesting scrolling through it and just seeing like how many oh my God, it's crazy. Okay. Anyway, that's not the point of this.
But back on topic.
Back on topic.
So, yes.
Don't forget the passion part.
Yeah.
Don't forget that.
Yeah, and I'm holding to it because like there was a couple days. I mean, yeah, let's be real on the podcast, right? So there were a couple days this week where I definitely was like I loved streaming, loved the community. You can get jaded on it and still love it, you know. But there was definitely some times where I was like looking at the numbers, and I was human. Like, it might be like I was contemplating just like stepping away, just being like, okay,
but like. All right.
But it was silly. It was silly. Like, I ended the week on such a high, and...
And I promise you, the numbers you were looking at, none of them had dollar signs in front of them, right?
Yeah, exactly. None of them.
So then...
I know, isn't it wild, right? Because it's like, you could have a... Like, not... And it's not... It's, for me, like, I mean, everybody says, right? It's not for the money, but, like, I started it not even for the money. It was just like... For me, it started off like, well, I'm
it's not for the money, but listen, it helps when it takes about a
third. Yeah, for sure. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, financially, it helps so much. I mean, hell, going it out helps. And making a purchase on like stuff that's for the future, you know, like
twitch.tv/acanadianmoose_ go support your streamers.
twitch.tv/thejonah. And, yeah, of course it helps for sure. But it was like, I'm just like some kid who wanted to share what I built, you know what I mean? Because it's like, I can post screenshots to Reddit all day, and I can post stuff on Discord, and people be like, ah, this looks cool, this looks cool. Bro, it's like, yeah, but why don't I show it to you?
You have... Okay. Okay.
So, all this, real quick, I hate that the numbers get to me as much as they do, because the numbers are killing the passion for me. I hate it. And I wish I could, but there are literally, like, nights where I will get 3 to 4 hours of sleep, because I'm just laying in bed thinking about the numbers and thinking that I'm a complete failure at what I'm doing. So anyways, not to get too deep or dark, but you know, it is the, this is mental health related episode.
Yeah. We're going to have to talk about that one. Cause
I hate it. I hate that it gets me. Cause I'm absolutely passionate about this. I'm passionate about making people happy, making people smile, making people laugh. And then at the end of the day, I beat myself up after stream over certain things that absolutely do not matter. They 100 at the end of the day, they absolutely do not matter. So
what? Yeah, it's if, cool. Let me ask you this question. I was going to ask you a different question, and then I realized hindsight's always 2020. So I'm going to ask you a theoretical question. Mm-hmm. What if your channel stays exactly where it is and it never grows from here?
Then I would feel like I didn't succeed, because the goal is, that's not the goal, but I mean,
No, say it again. The goal? What was the goal that you're going
to
say?
To grow? See? Like, the goal is to grow? Yeah.
But you're not passionate about growth. You're passionate about creating.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, in your creativity, you grew. So that doesn't mean that growth is going to be perpetual. And this is the other thing, because we are capitalism, you know, blame capitalism. We are programmed to think that perpetual growth is what the measure of success is.
Right.
And for a lot of things it is, because those are the systems in which we have developed that are built around that. Your passion and your hobbies doesn't have to be that. Why can't we just be happy enough with, I'm doing this thing that I enjoy, and on top of that, I'm meeting people, and on the side, people are supporting it, and we're all vibing, and everything is kosher. Why can't it?
Why can't it? Because it was like that. I wish it was like that.
Because like you said, because here's the thing, because then the question becomes, was the passion the creativity in the first place?
Without knowing that, I mean, so it's funny that you say that, but that's exactly what it was. It's like streaming came because, so some people are like, oh,
yeah,
you should stream. Cool. Where it came from me, because it's like people can tell you to do something all day long. You don't have to listen to them. You do whatever you want, right? But it came to me where I was like, well, streaming gives me a way to, A, in a pandemic world, meet people, right? Because we're not going outside. It was deep pandemic time when I started. I mean, it wasn't 2020, it was 2021, right? But, A, for at least where I was in Canada, we were still locked down and things were pretty tight at the time. You know, there's not a lot going on, right?
Right.
And so, it gives you an outlet to meet people, right? To you know, we're people. We want to socialize and interact with people, right? For some people. But it came from like, well, I think these cities I make are kind of cool. And I can show them to people and maybe they'll think they're cool.
Right.
Oh, and now other people are telling me to do it. So like, let's just do it. Right. But it did, like what you're saying, it did come from creativity. Yes. Was the passion that led to streaming. Right. So
I know for you, it was. I say that because that's the question that a lot of people do need to ask themselves. I know for you that it did come from the creativity. It still doesn't, you know, help that a lot of us, again, I've already said this, but you start with that and then for whatever reason the goal was not that anymore, it's something else that doesn't and that the other thing doesn't measure to the kind of creator that you are. It just measures to the measure of when it, of itself, like the goal of itself, and that's it.
Right.
Or these externalities that are put upon us that have nothing to do with our creativity, right? Because if you don't grow, then who cares if you're doing what is truly you're passionate about, right? And in some cases that might actually be a good thing, because if it does grow, right, then think about that. Let's say now you're at 100,000 subs and follows.
How'd you know?
Now that lifestyle, because I'm from the future, now that lifestyle becomes dependent on your creativity. And now it actually is, in a way, a measure. Because the thing about that stuff and the thing about this whole thing is people are finicky. Fads come and go. Trends come and go.
Yeah. Do they ever?
Not everything is like that. There are lots of things that are steadfast. There are some people who are just growing infinitely and not actually, you know, it. There are people who are doing that. But again, it's not for everyone. I'm sorry, if you can hear a dog barking, it's not mine. It's actually in the hallway. And I... anyway, moving on.
So, I may or may not have heard a dog, yes.
Guess I'm gonna have to edit that out.
Hey, so listen, it added atmosphere. Continue.
It's not the atmosphere I'm looking for. except for that dog to be in the stratosphere. All right, so I hate little yelping dogs, and it actually it's actually against the law here to but of what? Course laws are only
sorry break that down a little bit. What?
Well, not against the law, against the sound ordinances.
Okay.
Yeah,
so I was like dude, they about to get arrested? What's going on?
No, you're supposed to only have people too, but your dogs are only supposed to like bark a certain amount and blah, 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 and it's this whole thing. This is the reason why I think in a lot of cases, listings for apartments that say no pets is actually a feature and not a bug, because it's like, oh, no pets, and pet owners are like, oh, no, I can't live there, and people who don't own pets are like, yes, peace and quiet.
Yeah.
So 1,000% the next apartment that I get is 100% going to be no pets allowed. Anyway, and I love pets, by the way. This is not to hate against people who have pets. Hi, Sam.
I have a pet.
I would just like to have peace and quiet in my home. Okay?
Hey, listen.
If there's going to be...
You and me both, right? No.
If there's meowing or barking in my apartment, it's going to be from inside of my apartment, not outside, okay?
Hey, yo.
But that's not the show.
Oh, okay. Yep. Understood.
So, you know.
Yeah, that's Urban Theories After Dark coming soon.
It is. Yeah, we're going to have one of those streams that we get banned for. So,
streams. Not the bannable streams. But yeah, we probably are.
What was I going to say? Like, there's really not much more that I can say, except that, you know, I'm here when you want to talk. I know that, you know, it doesn't matter how much that I or anyone says that it's not about that, you're still going to look at it. I guess it's like, you know, just try to, and you know what, by the way, if, you know what, actually, Here's something else too. Let me put this out there, because this is actually important to hear too. It's okay if the goal changes. That's actually important, because you are responsive to the changing needs either of yourself or of your community or of whatever.
Well, isn't
a bad thing that goals change. Like, if you decide, you know what, now streaming means something different to me and I'm not enjoying it, you know, honor that feeling. It's valid. And then make a decision. Just don't make a rash decision based off of a fleeting moment where it's like, you know what, this is just how I feel. And then you'll wake up tomorrow and it's a different story. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, even you yourself said that the week went very well. Oh, well, actually, you did mention that the week went well, except for streaming, and streaming was terrible. But
no, yeah, it's not that. It's like and analytics wise, this week ate at me.
No, I heard streaming.
It's also I think
you said you hated streaming. You hated it. No, I'm sorry.
Jonah, can I see my office real quick?
Okay, what did I nail?
Goals have changed. And I didn't know that they were changing until I found a passion. I unlocked a passion that had been there in my past and has taken center stage and really like in a new light. So it's like streaming. Yeah, it's kind of interesting because it was always like streaming and growing on streaming and just streaming. That's what it was. And it's like, I kind of realized like I'm not a streamer. Right. I'm not a streamer. I'm a content creator, and content creation or being a content creator is what the name is. You create content. And
what does that mean? You're not a streamer.
So I got so locked in the mentality of just being like, I stream this game on Twitch. That's what I do every single, you know, like when it was Monday to Friday, it's like, this is what I do. I'm a streamer. And that became like what I was, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's not. No. Well, at least for
I guess, well, because a streamer is someone who streams, But that's really it. I think everyone has their idea of what it means to be a successful streamer, maybe, or being worthy to be on the internet streaming.
Right.
What does that look like to you? Like, what does those two things look like for you when it comes to streaming?
Like, what does it look like to be successful, or
to be a streamer, I guess?
Oh, to be a streamer. Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's just somebody where, okay, so I mean, if you want like a big example, it would be something like XQC, for example. If you want somebody that's like massive, right? Like, that to me, okay, is a streamer. And that's for me, yeah, for sure it is, right? Like, it's like, yeah, I would absolutely love that. But I realized that, like, for me, I more so am passionate about creating content than just streaming, you know? And I got so locked up in that mentality of just like, hit the go live button. This is what you do. You stream, you're a streamer. This is it, right? Like, this is it. Mm-hmm. That I was, yeah, it's like, didn't even think of anything else except streaming. And that's just not, yeah, it's just not where my passion lied on just that, right? So it's like that combined. So like, as a content creator, right? So it's like, I now stream 3 days a week. Three of those other days, you know, throughout the week are for content creation. So 3 days for streaming, 3 days for content creation, one day to maybe catch up on sleep. But it's like, yeah, I don't know. It's, I mean, I guess that's part of being in your 20s too, right? Is you just kind of, you're exploring stuff. I don't know. You're finding out stuff to you. And
you know what? That's a very good point though, because yeah, when the mentality of someone from their teens to 20s to 30s and beyond is different. And you're right. The 20s is about discoverability. Not of yourself, but of you discovering other things, because apparently there is no discoverability on Twitch, but whatever, that's a whole other topic.
Hey, Twitch is flawless, Jonah. Okay, absolutely flawless.
You make a really good point though. That is and so sometimes sometimes you discover stuff about yourself that you didn't even know.
Yep, 100%.
I will say another real quick thing is that doesn't and shouldn't change once you leave your 20s. It still happens.
Yeah. Oh, I imagine it will. Yeah.
At least I hope that it continues to happen for me anyway.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, it's, yeah, I would imagine it happens for the majority of your life. You're finding these things that you're passionate about. I mean, hell, there's plenty of people that are like, yeah, let's say in your 40s and 50s that are like, I'm going to stream on Twitch, right? It's like, that's, hell yeah, I would imagine it extends pretty much all your life. You're finding out these new things.
There's a large part of the population that is quite content once they hit a certain age of just being where they are. Learning anything new.
Yeah.
So that's why I hope that it stays the same for me.
Yeah, and for some people, they find it like, maybe it could be this for me, right? I find this, and then that's it, right? It's like, oh, okay. I found that thing for me. But
yeah.
And for some people it is, right? They find it early on. They're like, this is my thing, right? And this is it. And that's just how it is, which is great, right? That's awesome. There's nothing wrong with that. But yeah, for other people, they just explore things. So.
So then what's next then for you? Where do we go from here?
Here is full send in YouTube. I've also have been working on something in the background for a while and decided to pull the trigger on it, which is creating a brand, clothing brand, and pulling the trigger on that, which I'm super excited for. We got
Moose, Hollywood Moose now.
No. No, it's just something that, like, I don't know, I was passionate about and like designing stuff and creating stuff, right? And then a huge thank you to my partner who hooked me up with some super awesome people for promotion and whatnot. So I was like, okay, let's do this. let's pull the trigger on this. Let's just do something.
Well, that I didn't know.
Yeah.
That I didn't know. That's
yeah. Key. She hooked me up with some really. I don't want to spill anything, but she hooked me up with some.
No, you don't have to.
Super cool people.
That helps with discoverability.
Massively, yeah. Yeah, also not to just have like as I was working on design, and it's like it's nothing now until I launch it, right? And it's like, okay, so here's the brand, here it is, right? But like quality assurance for me is her and a bunch of her we'll use the term influencer friends, right? And if they don't like it, then I know that it's like, yeah, I'm not gonna. So it's super cool because they are straight to the point. Like, would you wear this? Nope. Okay, cool. Back to the drawing board. So just some exciting thing. And then YouTube is I'm super excited for the brand. Like, it's just super cool. I'll be launching that hopefully in about 3 weeks here alongside the new YouTube channel. But the new YouTube content is where like I'm the most fired up, even more fired up than I was when I started streaming.
Decide on a name?
Yeah. I've just not announced it yet. But yes, I did. Yeah.
Got it. So the name is... that's right. No, okay. Never mind.
Something about Urban Theories, I think. I don't know.
And so we know what's happening with YouTube then. What's happening with Twitch? Where are you at? What's up?
Twitch will just stay the same. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, streaming. I'm just trying not to let the numbers get to me and just focus on like, especially when it's like there's so much that goes in to things. Granted, this is like every night I still struggle with this, but there's just so much that goes into it, right? It's like you could look at it and be like, holy, the numbers are way down today. Everybody hates me and I suck. When in reality, it's like take, for example, you stream on you're on Halloween. It's like, dude, I'm streaming in North American time. Like people got shit to do on Halloween, you know, like people go out of all ages, go out, you know,
I have to bleep that out.
Oh, did I say
we've forgotten? Okay. No, it's fine. It's fine.
Yet open the floodgates, it's game over.
Mark that down. Okay. All right. Cool. No, go ahead.
People do stuff. You know, of all ages, right? And so it's like you can't be. Plus, there's just so much going on. It's like we're nearing, exams for people that are in university. Like, if people got to buckle down. People have lives, right? And so it's like that could definitely play a role because it does. It does. There's like there are times of periods that are great for Twitch and times that are bad, and you can't let that directly eat at you. But I do. So,
well, I'm here if you want to talk. If you want to talk about something, just let me know. I personally, the way that I look at it is this. I need to refocus on IRL stuff, and this is going to remain a hobby for me. And with that means that I'm focusing more on the content itself and not so much the speed or the rapid fire that I do it. And then because each thing that I'm doing right now, I'm learning something. I just redid my logo again for the 17th time. But
it looks so good, by the way. I'm glad you brought that up because I'd been meaning to mention that to you.
Oh, thank you.
It looks
I like to think of
my favorite.
My designs as like an iteration. This is what I was trying to do when I redid it the other week, and I just couldn't wrap my head around, without getting too technical, just the software that I was using. I thought that I'd be able to go in and just redo the J, and then it turns out that I had not kept the vectors of it. I only had the rasterized layer of it, so it was gone, and I couldn't go backwards, and I was like, okay, well, then I'll have to redo it. And essentially what I did is I just redrew it on top of the one that was there and then just sort of tweaked it. but like stuff like that, like that's the stuff that I enjoy. You know, it's funny too, as I had a realization, because I was like, Jonah, you really do like this branding stuff. Maybe you should offer your services. No, no. And then I was like, because of two reasons. One, I'm not that good at it. So, No. Listen, when you look at, like a really good example is Lone Bear, actually. If you look at the quality of what he does, Lone it Bear. May seem simple, but it's actually very good because of that.
Minimalistic,
It's minimalistic, right? Which is why I've been wanting to redo my logo for a while because it's minimal, but it wasn't minimal enough. But at the same time, I wanted it to be different. I wanted it to be colorful. And so I just threw the whole freaking rainbow in it.
God, it's so sick though. It's so like I would wear a shirt with that on or like get a sticker or
that's
something.
That's the other thing too, is like I was thinking of like I would put this on a mug.
Yeah, totally. 100%. 100%.
I would.
Isn't that a good feeling, eh? When you do something like that and you're like, huh?
Yep.
You know, that's a good feeling, eh? Yeah.
Exactly. It is a really good feeling. And that's the thing that I focus on. It's like, you know what? I was like, this is an accomplishment. I was like, am I going to get 3,000 followers and views for this and whatever? I was like, no. But, you know, in a way, I was thinking as far as like visibility, like trying to stand out and being a little bit different, but also being familiar.
Because
I was looking at it and I asked Bay and Bay liked it. And I was like, he's probably biased, but he said he's not. He said he would tell me. He said he would tell me. And he's listening to this podcast probably right now. So hi, Bay. he listens to our podcast.
Hi, Bay.
He said that's super cool,
by the way. That's super cool.
And one of the things he said is that it did seem familiar and he could tell that it was the same logo. And I was like, that was the most important part, because the most important part is I wanted it to be familiar to the people who already know me, who already know the channel. I didn't want it to be alienated and people go, who the hell is that?
Because it does feel familiar. It absolutely does.
Yeah,
like I look at that and I instantly think of you, right? So that is a good way to approach it too. It's a good way to approach it.
I'm trying to approach it in a way where I don't feel like I finished my thought on that, but I'm trying to approach it in a way where that I know I went on this whole tangent and I was like, well, what was my point? but I think my point is that I am trying to focus on the bits and pieces that I do like and get more enjoyment out of that. I think that City Skylines is great. I think that me trying to rush and put something out for YouTube made me, and then it wasn't that, but it led to it, because then having the problem in the game kind of made me get a little put off by it, and I was like this is making me not like it anymore at this moment, which is not great, but you know, I still like the game and I'll still play it, but I'm gonna probably intersplice some other stuff in there too. Nothing too crazy, like I'm not gonna play Forza on stream again, but I mean, you're definitely gonna see GeoGuessr.
Those are so good though. No. I know you're boring. yeah
I don't have a PC anymore, so I can't even play it. But
wait, what do you stream and play Cities from then? If you don't have a PC, I'm a bit confused.
Don't start with me. It's too late. I gotta go to the liquor store after this. So I can get me some wine.
It's 4:20 p.m.
One of those kind of nights. It's 7:20 for me. So GGs. Also, tonight, yes.
That's happening tonight, eh?
It is, yeah.
This is completely off topic, but I just wanted to share this. Do you know what I learned at the? This definitely relates to everything. I promise, it's not completely out of the blue. I was off topic at the gym on the treadmill, and I learned that you can access the Steam Workshop for City Skylines from your phone, and you can actually subscribe to assets to lower your RAM usage from the gym. Anyway, so back on topic.
Okay, all right.
Jonah, I have a question for you.
You can do that. Although, to be clear,
yes,
the act of subscribing from it from your phone is not the thing that lowers your RAM usage. It's the mod that lowers your RAM. What was the mod that you subscribed to that lowered your RAM usage, by the way?
Oh, Adaptive Networks. Oh, yeah, wait. RAM? FPS, sorry, is what I was thinking of. It's Adaptive Networks. But lowered my RAM usage? None. I just bought more RAM.
You unsubscribed from Adaptive Networks.
Yeah, but it didn't impact my RAM. I bought more RAM.
Okay.
When I got this PC, but...
I didn't have a problem with RAM with Adaptive Networks. You know the problems that I had with it.
No, so. Yeah. Sorry. To preface, no, I didn't. Only FPS issues. I've never had RAM issues.
Gotcha. Okay. And I think I did.
FPS, though. Yeah.
Actually, no, I did have FPS issues. That's right. And when I unsubscribed, it went away.
The cool thing is they do state it. I don't know if they state it on the mod. I know that it was stated on an asset where the asset creator did state... expect drops in FPS if you use this, but it's only on when looking at that network.
It's on the mod. It says 5-10% drop when you zoom in on an adaptive network. Okay. I disagree. I feel like it's 5-10% full
stop. Oh yeah, it's massive, dude. It's massive for sure.
I'm pretty sure that I'm seeing more frames and I wasn't just looking at my roads. So
Yeah. No, I think it's massive for sure.
The disclaimer is there, I guess, kind of.
Yeah, that's what I like, is that it's stated, you know what I mean? It's not just like, no, you know, that doesn't happen. It's like, yeah, they state it, that it happens, right?
By the way, still no response on Node Controller renewal. Still no updates.
Yeah.
people still seem that they're having the problems in a discussion thread of it, too. The same problems that I was having. Literally, someone today posted, I am having issues where the road doesn't show, and I am getting error when loading roads or across the map. And this was 9 hours ago. No
response. That's for Node Controller?
Node Controller renewal. Mm-hmm. The one that was updated for plazas and pomegranates.
That was a vibe,
which, you know, it's not like they are not active. They are making other mods, so I don't know.
Well,
I don't want to be that person, but it's kind of annoying.
It is, yeah.
Kind of annoying.
But hey, in other news, a question for you.
Yes.
How are you? You know, mental health episode, talking about things we struggle with. Also, you don't need to preface this with real quick before I dive into my question for you. Real quick, if anybody out there is listening, that sounds sus. I hope somebody's out there listening. To anybody out there listening, that's much better phrasing. And you know me, you don't know me. I don't want to speak on Jonah's behalf, but I'll share for mine. You know me, you don't know me. Just throw this out there, but you can DM me on any platform, @CanadianMoose_. Mental health is tough. It's not talked about enough, especially in the content creation space, at least in my opinion. I do not think it is nearly talked about enough. A lot of people struggle in silence. And if you need somebody to just be a set of ears to listen to or to talk to, DM me on any platform. I could care less what platform it is and I could care less what time it is. So. Yeah, just throwing that out there.
Same. Same.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I didn't want to speak on your behalf, but yeah.
You kind of did. You kind of threw me in there with you.
That's okay. 100% I did. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I have plans, but I just canceled them. That's okay.
Oh, Jesus.
I'll be the hotline.
you got the phone tonight? All right, cool. I'm going to go out and party.
No, but seriously, yeah, you can DM us. If you just want to just talk about stuff that's not appropriate for Discord chat rooms or for Twitch streams. I can't promise that I'm gonna have the best answers or response.
Yes.
But, you know,
yes.
I could try and guide you in the right place and
we
can all try and do all this together because we're not out here together, you know. There are so many other people doing the exact same thing that we're doing. That means that there are other people who are struggling with the exact same thing that we're struggling with. And we don't have to do it alone. We also don't have to struggle. it's a little bit of a human condition, but it is what it is, and you can try and refocus, which is what I've done. I think that was the point that I was trying to make. I don't think I ever actually still made the point, but I've just refocused, that's all. Well, I'm focusing on work. I'm focusing. I redid the stream stuff. I redid the raid video. It's the same clips. It's just got the new updated stuff in it.
Right. Right.
And,
okay. Gotcha.
My overlays for stream. So all that will be different for tomorrow.
Oh,
and I've decided that I'm going to stop trying to be something that I'm not and just be me and just.
Hell yeah. Let's fucking go. Oh, God. I'm so sorry.
No, that's it.
Heckin' go. Jesus, I'm becoming Yed today. Oh my God.
Just put a little Moose, can you watch your fucking mouth on this podcast? Jesus. I'm gonna have to put
this one's for you, Yed. I love you.
I have to put the E up again because I'm probably not gonna feel like bleeping all these out now.
This episode may or may not contain strong language. Viewer discretion is advised.
I already have that sound clip. I'm
okay, perfect. No worries. I'm just looking out for future Jonah, right? Or editing Jonah.
Moose.
Mm-hmm. Question.
Whatever
for you.
You do, I will cheerlead. And you know, I'll be there. I won't always have the answers, and I may not always agree, but I'll be there.
So let's talk bike lanes, Jonah. No. No. That's not my question for you. My question for you, which you pretty much answered, though, but my question was
Do you really want to talk about bike lanes?
My question for you was... my question for you was... How are you doing, right? Because you took... you pretty much answered it and shared on it, but you know, from your side, it's mental health. How's Jonah doing? How's things that you want to share? And if everything is as you've said, then no worries. But like you, how's things? How is Jonah? How's Jonah doing?
Jonah's fine. Like I said, Jonah's burnt out. Jonah's struggling. Jonah is looking for. Oh, you know, this actually is probably a good idea to announce this. I'll announce this on stream tomorrow. At least I'll try to remember. But I'm gonna be off work for the week of Thanksgiving, and I have zero plans to stream that week. That week is gonna be for me.
Oh, to disconnect
from I just got super hyped. Everything. No. I told you, I'm burnt out. I need some time, bitch. I need some Tam.
Yeah, no, that's super. Dude, a week, yeah, to yourself, man.
I have an entire week on Thanksgiving where I don't have to work. I don't have to stream. I might stream, but I'm not going to promise it. There may be like a Wednesday. I'm like, you know what? I feel like streaming today. I feel like I've got
I might down take a trip to down to see you, you know?
I mean, let's go. We're going to roll out the... I'm going to have to get an air mattress, I guess.
Huh? I was actually thinking about it, how we had... I'm standing by this, by the way, so I hope start setting some money aside.
Montreal.
Yeah, next year, because I was like, it actually corresponds with the new channel. Like, I could do an episode, a YouTube episode about urbanism in Montreal, right? About a bunch of stuff that I'm passionate about, but then I can also meet you and finally experience, because I've really wanted to experience Montreal's pride.
Yeah, we can talk about missing middle and then be like, see?
Like, literally, that's exactly what the episode would be about.
This is what it is right here. We're looking at it.
Get ready, because, like, I'm 100%, like, kind of looking at it and being like, this is 100% feasible. Like, I can do this.
When is it?
So.
Oh, that's right.
Not that this is on topic at all, but, you know, things, while they're in my head, I need to say them or else I'll... you know, so
okay, Montreal Pride is always in August, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is in August, like Ottawa's as well.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Monka S,
here's the thing. Here's the thing.
I don't. Just okay. What is it? Rip the bandit off.
World Pride is in Montreal next year.
Done. All right, so we're at, like, I'm
oh no. No, you don't understand. World Pride, because we had World Pride in New York. Was it 2019? It was 2019 or 2018. Anyway, we had it. It is absolutely nuts. Because
I'm excited.
It's the pride for the entire world. And so the entire world, and not just the city of Montreal, the province of Quebec, comes to Montreal. And it's wild. It's absolutely insane.
I'm insanely excited about that. That sounds absolutely amazing. I'm pulling the trigger on this now. So
what this is saying is I'm not discouraging you. You're like, no, we're going.
That's an experience. You know what I mean? And that makes me, yeah, that's like something where it's like, okay, I can check this off my list of lifetime experiences. That sounds so lit, and it's in Canada. Like, it's in a city that is entirely feasible for me to go to.
It would be nice if
that sounds so cool.
It would be nice if they had dates, though. I'm assuming it's the same time as their Pride, which is usually in August. Anyway, I don't know why I'm talking about this now because we're still technically on the podcast.
We'll just edit this part out. That's so dope. Oh, Lord. Damn, dude, that's going to be so wild. Oh my God.
You know what's, you know where there's another place that's been successful for you, Moose? This podcast.
Yeah, this podcast is like the, when I look back on this year, it's the one of the top things.
We've done it 19 weeks in a row, 20 weeks in a row at this point. We started it earlier this year. I don't even remember when. It was 20 weeks ago, whenever that was.
June, right? Wasn't it? I remember I'm pretty sure it was in June.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah. how do you feel?
Oh, man. I'm like, it's awesome. It's amazing. It's just so like, it's like everything. Like, so everything that I never thought I would do in my lifetime, but yet that I was passionate about, has happened and will happen now with the two things that are coming up alongside the podcast have happened in the span of 1 year from like, yeah, it's crazy.
Absolutely amazing people on. Like, $2.20 is our first guest.
Like, what? Like, all of them, like talking with like Slay, Yumble, all of these Yumble. People, like I literally get to talk to
Scotland.
It's insane. It's so cool. Like we get to interact, talk
Cuboid.
To.
Oh no, wait, no, that's right.
Sorry. Ask
wasn't
Cuboid, ask hasn't questions to people that I look up to, right? Like to people that are inspirations, people that I aspire to be like.
Q.
And yeah, exactly. Which Cuboid, get the hell on the podcast, okay?
Can you
but listen?
Slide you into know. Our DMs or something. You're a mod for both of hell. You're a mod for literally everybody. Like, come on.
Cuboid, get the hell on the podcast.
we have great people lined up. At least that we in theory would like to have on. We'll see if we can wrangle them all in.
It's a dream come true, man. Like, and I don't use that word lightly to just toss around. It's a dream. It's a dream. No, it's like this year has brought together, like has made dreams a reality. And I need, you know, it's, yeah, man, it's sick. It's so sick.
I don't think that I could have done this with anyone else.
Yeah, I definitely couldn't. Without a doubt, could not do it without you. It like when you have somebody that makes something like this feel like a possibility, but like also make it feel like, I don't know, not calming me down, but I mean, it's nerve wracking. Like, and you got somebody there to help you through that, or somebody to interact with. Like, it's just, yeah, I could not have imagined a better person to have started this with, or, it just makes it super easy when the person who you're doing this with, you 100% believe in and is somebody that inspires you to do your best every single damn day. So
it's definitely better being in a band. It's better being in a band than being solo, for sure.
Yeah, 100%. Like, it's just, I don't know, because we've interviewed like everybody. It doesn't matter who's who. Every single person, like I get, you know, nerves come up, man, every single time. And I know I mentioned this to you. It's like, I'm nervous about interviewing this person. And then to have you there, it's like everything just is completely fine. It's like, okay, yeah, this is like, we got this, you know, so.
At least we hope we do. And you know what? We don't have any plans on stopping, so.
Except next week when you, you know, we'll still have an episode out though, don't worry, but.
Okay, all right.
Saturday or Sunday. No, right, we do the Saturday. So anyways, what I mean is, you know, Jonas abandoned me this coming up week, and I'm super sad, but it's fine.
I am abandoning you. You know what? Maybe I should line that up with when I'm off in November. Well, no, because I could still record it. In fact, that would actually be better for me to record a podcast than.
I'm just giving you a hard time, by the way. I hope you.
Because I'll be off. I know. You know that. No, I know.
Okay, okay, good.
You're
good.
Not, though, because I don't take hard times. I only take hard.
I don't know how that song goes, but something about a hard time. I think it's by Ed Sheeran. I don't know.
I guess that's it for this one. This has been Urban Theories.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what episode this is going to be. I think this is going to be 20. Or it's going to be 19.
Urban Theories, episode 20, where the theories are urban.
And the urban is only a theory. I am...
yeah, that was...
I am... Jonah, you can catch me on twitch.tv/TheJonah. You can also catch me on YouTube at The Jonah. I have my handle now. So at The Jonah. Actually, if you know what's interesting about the handles on YouTube, you can't search for them yet. I don't know if they're eventually.
Yeah, like I noticed that they were a bit. Yeah, they looked a bit interesting.
Basically, it's like if you put youtube.com/. I think you can just do @ and then the person.
Yeah, make sure it has the @. Like, it needs the @ and then you're good to go. Yeah.
Yeah. So youtube.com/@TheJonah. And then on Twitter, I'm @TheJonah_. And on Reddit, I am _JonahD. I still haven't decided if I'm going to relinquish all of those karma.
How much were you at again?
I'm at 1900.
Oh, that is 1900 karma. Yeah, that's tough. I mean, I would say do it, because I stand behind, like, if you can keep everything the same on all platforms.
I know,
but 1900 is decent. Well, here's the thing: if you post, you can get that karma back instantly. You just gotta post a picture with the chirpy Godzilla kaiju. That's the word. The chirpy kaiju.
I could just replicate what I did before too, and just
That too. Yeah, so there you go. So then, problem solved. We're all good.
That would involve being involved in communities that I'm no longer 100% involved with.
Oh, okay.
Not really bad reasons. It's just that I just don't do that stuff anymore. And this is not about me. This is about you, Moose. Where can we find you?
Good evening. A Canadian Moose _ on all major platforms. However, no, actually, yeah, that's good enough for now. That's fine.
Well,
that's fine.
No,
Canadian Moose _
No, there's okay. Wait, but there's no
something coming down the pipeline. I'll say it later.
Okay, got it. Well, yeah, there's another channel coming up. You've already said that, but we're not going to say the name of it.
Mm-mm.
I know the name.
Shot.tv/TheJonah. That's the name.
It's not the name.
We'll catch you next week for another episode of Urban Theory. Let's go.